Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary. And today, I know it's been a little while since I've put a podcast out. It's not that anything's been wrong. We have been extremely busy. I tried to bring podcast out every week, and when I'm not real busy, it's not that hard to do. But when I get tied up like what I've been, it starts getting a little harder. So this is the reason why nobody's heard from me in a while, because we've just been doing a lot of busy work. We've taken a lot of big projects on, and it's been good. So with that being said, if you're wondering why we hadn't been on, you know, you can always go check us out on YouTube. We're also on Twitter, InLinks, MeWe, and we're back on Facebook. Now, I know I've told everybody I'm not getting on Facebook, but the reason behind getting back on Facebook was I got my old phone actually died, and I bought a new Samsung Galaxy, and I also bought a camera similar to a GoPro so we could do some better recording and better videos on for my YouTube channel. Well, in the process of doing this with my new phone, it automatically put Facebook back on my tablet and on my new phone. And it opened my accounts up right where I canceled them. So they was backdated like that 6-7 months, whatever it was, we was without Facebook. And I thought to myself, well, I guess I'll go ahead and keep it. I'm just not going to view it that much. I'm just going to post my videos on there so I can get to get more subscriptions and to get more hits. I opened an account up on Rumble, but I still haven't got that straight, and it is not letting me work it in yet. I'm still working on that. But for the most part, we have been really, really busy. And we talked about some of these upcoming projects. Now we've been finishing up my golf cart. I put a 120-volt pure sine wave 3,000-watt inverter under the body, and I got 4 outlets on the dashboard, and with the inverter that I custom ordered, it's 36 volts, and if you hardwire it into a plug-in, you have 25 amps. So I've got 4 receptacles, and of course you're only using 1 or 2 cords at a time on it given time, but this way it allows for enough power. I can actually weld with my wire welder. I have a Vulcan 220, and it's a MIG TIG stick machine. I do not have the stick TIG attachments, but I do have the stick and I do have the MIG. I haven't tried welding with the stick, but it welds fine with the MIG. I posted this to a modified golf cart place on Facebook group, and a lot of people like it, and then you got some skeptics. You know how that goes. But I just said, look at my videos. They prove it for themselves. So that's what I did. The goat is doing great. She's getting big. We're looking at finding her a little partner in crime because she's getting a little lonely without having another goat. We're getting up to 22 eggs a day now. Excuse me for yawning. And so our egg production's good. Potatoes are doing good. Out of 220 potatoes where I planted, I've got like 45 of them that are a foot tall. And apparently the rest of them, I had too much water get in one spot, and I think it killed the majority of my potatoes. But the rest on the outside of the rows are doing great. We're doing good. We've been working on the golf cart. I posted a video on it, and now I have 3 more golf carts to do from posting the video on it. And we're going to be doing a lot more videoing on those as we go. I got a bad boy buggy they want solar and power on. And I've got 2 other golf carts they want solar. One's getting power, one's not. So We've been very busy. My workload has picked up very heavy on top of everything else, where we were slow, and now we're not. So with that being said, everybody's doing good. We've just been working hard. We've been looking in at getting more animals for the homestead. You know, part of the reason of building this golf cart to have such massive amount of power on it, we're getting ready to build a barn, and of course, when we build the barn, we'll use the golf cart to run the saws, the table saws, this kind of thing. And I'm also putting in an additional 3,600 watts of solar on my home. And I got a 150 volt, 85 amp Victron controller that we're also going to be hooking into the new system. And yeah, we're looking forward to this. This should be enough to eliminate my generators. We should be able to actually go completely generator free at this point. So the nice thing about having the golf cart, on the other hand, with it putting the power out, I've actually plugged the house in and run the refrigerator, the deep freeze, the fans, lights, you know, this kind of thing. We ran a microwave on it just to see how it'd pull, and it did fine. We are doing this. Reason why we're doing this, we're trying to grow our homestead, of course, but also I do a lot of different projects. I like to push the boundaries on how stuff's made. You know, if somebody says, oh, this is a whatever, you know, you only can make it do this much, and I think about it a while, usually I can improve it. And, you know, this old 1986 club car is nothing fancy. It's just an old golf cart, but it's on solar power. And everybody said, oh, you can't put an inverter on them, run very big, because you'll drain the battery bank dead. Well, not really. When you think about it, when you have a 300-watt panel and it's hooked to a boost controller, you're getting more amps off that boost controller, MPP boost controller, than you are just a regular PWM controller. A golf cart has 6 6-volt batteries. Well, for a lot of years, we lived on 8 6-volt batteries running our house. So with that being said, you can do a lot with a golf cart. What I like is I can drive it into the woods. We can set up camp. And if I want to run an extension cord in there or run a fan all night, I can. I'm not trying to pull a humongous load, but if I want to go somewhere on my property and fix a gate that broke, I can plug my welder in and spot weld that gate, take care of it, make it where it works again without taking all this stuff down and dragging it to the shop and then dragging it back out to put it up. I'm not saying you're going to weld with it for 3 hours straight, but I am going to tell you, you can weld with it. I have a big welder and it powers it. So with that being said, when we get ready to build the barn, we're going to use the golf cart. You know, it's kind of a given. You know, when you're on a homestead, especially a homestead like ours where it's off-grid, you utilize everything that you have. And if you have a cart that'll power the tools, why run that in the afternoon and take the power from your house when you can do it from your golf cart? Because you know the golf cart's going to be charged up the following morning. You know, it's basically how you build it and how you use it. You know, yes, I'm not going to tell you my golf cart will never go dead. Because it will. If you just use it and use it and use it, it's like a bank account. The more you spend, the less you have. Well, it's kind of the same way with an off-grid power system. The more batteries you have, the longer you go. And, of course, the less you pull from it, the longer it will last. So it's not like I'm trying to drain this thing every day, but we use it. And we have yet to really drain it, you know. So with that being said, as long as you can get the job done and you're not costing anybody else time and money, this little cart does everything it needs to do. I did an alignment this week. I did a couple alignments this week, actually. But I actually used my alignment machine and plugged it into my golf cart and ran part of my shop off of the golf cart just to see how it would handle. Because we've had a lot of rain and a lot of cloudy days. So if I can use my golf cart, that saves on the rest of the shop system for something else. Or the house, whichever one I'm using. So it does work, and it works very well. So with all the projects we've been doing, like I just went to town yesterday. It's the very first time I've been to town in a long time. I was able to buy some new equipment, new tools for some of these upcoming projects. We also have a 2018 Chevy Bolt battery we're fixing to tear down for a friend of mine. And we're going to break it down to 29 volts and hook it to his house to see how that does. So we'll have that on video as well. That'll be on YouTube. And if I can get it to load to Rumble, we'll have it on Rumble. And with some of these other projects coming up with the house expansion on the solar project for the house, that too will be videoed and put on YouTube as well. And like I say, a lot's been going on. There's probably more to mention than I can think of right off the top of my head, but we've had some crazy weather and we've been real busy on top. So with that being said, we just hadn't been doing the normal weekly routine, and that's why. But like I say, all the animals are doing good. You know, everybody here in the house is doing good. It's been crazy because over these past holidays, you know, all my kids have taken little part-time jobs doing yard work and doing stuff like this off the homestead. So they have been real busy as well, and they were very happy when they got their paychecks. So that was really cool as well. They got to go to town and spend some of their money yesterday, and some of them bought them some tools for some of the stuff they're doing to take care of their weed eater and their mower, this kind of thing. And pretty proud of what they're doing. So it's been a really good month. You know, it's just been we've had a very enjoyable time, I'll put it that way. You know, we've just been so busy between the golf carts, the automotive, and then my kids being busy with what they're doing. My wife has been real busy. So we hadn't been doing as much cooking and normal stuff as we normally would be doing. You know, we still cook, but I mean not like the big meals that you normally would see on that we video, that we barbecue or whatever. The oldest son who's still living at home now, he's been smoking a lot of cheese, and he's got it pretty much down pat. He really enjoys the different flavors and figuring out how to put different flavors in the smoke to get the flavors to come out in the cheese. And he's done a really good job with that. And some of his cheeses he's been doing, he smoked me one for 40 hours because I told him I wanted one that was extra large smoked. I know how to do it. I've been working with him to do it because he wanted to learn how to do it. And this last few batches, he's done all by himself. We haven't even helped him. So he's been doing really good with that. So everybody's just been real busy and really just enjoying life. So, but like I say, we're on Twitter, we're on MeWe, back on Facebook. Everything is under Off Grid Gary except for Facebook. It's still Gary Mall. But I do have a like page that's Off the Grid and on Solar that's also on Facebook, and a group as well. You can go check those out. We're on, like say, YouTube. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. Give me a little thumbs up. We want to hear from you. Give us some comments on your feedback. We'd just love to hear from you. And we've had some kind of sadness in the past month. We've had a couple friends that both have, they tested positive for cancer. And they're going in for treatment. I'm not going to go into it and say who they are. So, you know, there's been some sad things happen too, but we're hopeful that they'll come through all this with no problems, we're hoping. And praying about it as well. So there's just a lot of stuff that's been going on. We've been, like I say, it's been a crazy, hectic couple months. So, but as long as we keep working and we'll keep putting out some podcast, and we'll be putting a lot of video on YouTube, and you can catch us on Facebook, you can catch us on Twitter, Instagram, MeWe, not Instagram, I'm sorry, MeWe, Twitter, InLinks, Facebook, and YouTube. So, we're also setting up on Rumble, but I just hadn't got that quite figured out yet. So, but it's doing well. So, with that being said, that's a, you know, I'm always talking to people and messaging people, this kind of thing. So if you're on Messenger and you want to reach out and talk to us, holler at us. We'll be glad to hear from you. But we're not going to get into a long podcast today because, and again, I have stuff I'm actually doing again today. So, but I want to take some time out and let everybody know what we was doing, what's going on, what we're kind of trying to build, and some of our projects that are on the list to let you all know what we're doing. And hope everybody's doing well. You know, we're faced with a lot of kind of crappy stuff every day. We see it on the news, and everywhere, and I'm not going to get into any particular subjects in general, but it just kind of runs everybody down, you know? We need to live. And when I say live, we need to live happy. If you've got family and, you know, you need to spend as much time with them as you can, because things are changing every day fast. And as long as you live your life happy and you try to spread it and enjoy the people you meet and talk to every day, you know, it'll be a lot better for everybody. You know, I'm to the point I almost don't watch the news because it's just too depressing. You know, I'm fine where I'm at in my corner of the world, and I'm not worried about anybody bothering me. But I do look forward to seeing new faces, talking to people, and helping people if they're not sure how something works and they need me to help them, direct them in the right direction. I try to do my best. You know, it's not always easy to see eye to eye on a lot of stuff, but in most cases, for the kind of work I do, I generally can help quite a few people just by talking them through what they're looking for, what they're trying to do. And you know, we need to try to live our life as in an uplift position. You know, we want to be happy. You know, we want our kids to be happy. We want our spouses to be happy. We want our relatives to be happy. So with that being said, this is kind of why I came on today. It's a different twist on what I normally do. We've just been really busy on the homestead doing a lot of projects. And I wanted to get with everybody out there and let them know what was going on and why they hadn't heard from me. And we will try to continue to bring you podcasts within a weekly or two weekly fashion. It's just, we couldn't do it this past month because it was just so busy, you know. And I hope everybody's doing well out there. And we look forward to hearing and seeing from you guys later on. And if there's anything y'all need, just give me a holler and we'll try to, you know, reach out, communicate with us. If you want to talk to us, see what's going on and how stuff works, call us. We'd be glad to hear from you. And with that being said, we're going to call that a today's show. We're going to go ahead and call it quits a little early. Now that all you know what I'm up to, you can give us your feedbacks. Have a great day.